Welcome to Senator Crapo's weekly podcast. I'm Marcus Chavez, Senator Crapo's Deputy Communications Director. In this podcast, we'll review what has been taking place in the Senate over the past week and recap some of the issues that Senator Crapo is currently working on that are of particular interest to Idahoans. This is a wrap-up for the week ending on Friday, April 4th, 2008. The Senate returned from its two-week recess this week with housing issues taking center spotlight. The Senate once again began consideration of a housing stimulus package aimed at helping the slumping housing sector. Senator Crapo was asked about the bill at his weekly radio teleconference.
I don't remember the percentage, but it's a very small percentage of mortgages that are actually distressed right now. But those mortgages are creating a huge problem with liquidity in our markets that is starting to spill out beyond just their areas. In other words, just beyond the what we call the subprime mortgages. And although the proposed solutions are not going to provide actual cash in pocket to an existing mortgage holder who's making their mortgage payments, these proposed solutions will provide a benefit. First of all, there is no bailout. Those who entered into these bad mortgages are going to have to face the fact that these mortgages were not good mortgages. And the larger financial players who securitized these mortgages are going to have to incur the losses of those securities. But what we are trying to do is to provide liquidity in the market so that we don't see further decline in the housing industry that will then result in reduction in home values further than we're already seeing, so that the value of your home and the value of the homes of those who have good mortgages and are keeping their mortgages current are not undercut. And so there's a benefit there, although the way to achieve this benefit is to try to provide some liquidity in the market to help the housing industry rebound. That's as good an answer as I think there is, but I think that's a very strong rationale for why the federal government should provide some liquidity backup for these markets as they grow without providing a bailout. I do not believe that a bailout is in the best interests of the taxpayers of the United States, the homeowners of the United States, or the budget problems that the federal government faces.
On Thursday, Senator Crapo, along with his colleagues on the Fiscal Reform Working Group, proposed greater transparency and accountability regarding earmarks at a news conference in Washington, D.C. Crapo was appointed by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell to help lead efforts on earmark reform.
I think if you look at the work product, it truly does achieve what needs to be achieved with regard to earmark reform. It addresses the transparency issues. It addresses the procedural changes that need to be made so that earmarks can be easily challenged once they are identified. And it addresses the substantive change in law that's necessary to make sure that once that has all happened, that there is a consequence, namely that spending is reduced. I want to just focus for a bit on that last part because I think that's one part of the earmark debate that is often overlooked. As most Americans talk about earmarks, they think that if we can stop an earmark or if an earmark is eliminated, that means that spending has been eliminated. But as you all know, it just means that direction for how that spending is going to be made is eliminated. The amount budgeted in the bill for those dollars is still maintained, and it will still be spent. It will simply be spent by someone else, a federal agency or in some other process. And what we are talking about in the debt reduction part of these recommendations is that we need to make sure that a process is put into place, a substantive change in the law is accomplished, by which when earmarks are eliminated, those dollars are also eliminated from the budget and applied to the reduction of our national debt. A very, very critical step. What Senator Lugar was referring to is we had this debate about 12 or 15 years ago in the U.S. House of Representatives. It's what was the original lockbox proposal. And the idea was to lock up the earmark spending that has been eliminated and spill it over into the national debt rather than to spilling it back into other spending projects.
Crapo's colleagues on the Fiscal Reform Working Group include Senators Thad Cochran, Tom Coburn, and Johnny Isaacson. The recommendations now go to the Senate Republican Conference for its consideration. That will wrap it up for this week's podcast. We remind you that you can learn more about the issues before Congress and sign up for Senator Crapo's monthly e-newsletter at his website at crapo.senate.gov. We thank you for listening and hope you will be able to listen again next week.